Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Lametes Amud Aleph. The difference is between Oynas and Afata. One difference is that the mitzvah, the din of Eloisi Elisha, only applies to Oynas. Oynas Shoysa Batzitzai. He's obligated to marry the girl. By Afata, he's not obligated to marry the girl. The other difference is that they both pay. Each one is a Chayvul B'Chaveiro. Each one is a Chayvul B'Chaveiro. It's not. A boy and a girl decide to be mezana together, so the boy doesn't have to pay any nezik, tzairi, peshevis, and basha. She did it out of her own free will. But if he seduces her, he's not ma'anas her. He didn't rape her. He's mefata her. So that's also chovel b'chaver. She didn't want it originally, and then he keeps on hacking her until she finally gives in. He has to pay whatever, nezik, tzairi, peshevis, and basha. So the Mishnah draws a contrast between the oynas and the mefata, that the oynas has to pay tzair, and the mefata does not have to pay tzar. So that's a question the Gemara is going to discuss. Why not? What's the third difference between the two? That the mefata only pays if he does not marry the girl. The pasuk says, "Imoyn yimoyn avi l'sita lo kesav yishkol kamor hapsulas." If he doesn't marry the girl, apparently bizman haTanach, the girl was already a beula, so she's going to have a difficulty getting a normal shidduch. So apparently a lot of the girls would be Nensu, or in the case of Mefata, would want very much. HaShalom Aleichem.
I upset my wife today, Sarba. I'm Yotzat for my late wife, Sarba, Sarba, Yonis, and
Halei. Okay. We should dedicate the learning Lezecha Nishmas, Mr. Lemberger's first wife, Allah HaShalom. She was quite a tzedekah, so I used to stay by then. So the pasuk says the mefata only pays imoyn yimoyn avil l'sita lo, if he doesn't marry her. If he does marry her, then he doesn't have to pay. The oynas is mechuyev to marry her. Even if she doesn't want to marry him, he has to pay anyway. Yeah, what exactly, why is there a difference? How come mefata doesn't pay tsar? The mefata pays nezik and boishes and ripui, everything else he does pay. What's that? Why doesn't he pay tsar? So the Gemara suggests that she's Meichel. Since he was Mefata her till she agreed, so she was Meichel. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Meichel? On the top of Lamites on the base. What do you mean she was Meichel? The Gemara has on the seventh line from the top, Adam Shamlach Aver Krashi Raim Shali, tear up my silk clothing, Vihi Pater. And I'll pater you. So he's Meichel. So just like if I say, smash my window, you don't have to pay, so I was Meichel, so there's no chiyuv. So here also, if he was my father, the girl, so the girl was Meichel, so he doesn't have to pay the boishes. But he pays nezik, and he pays pagam, and he pays ripui. He pays the other shabbos, he pays the other thing. What do you mean Meichel? Umar says, she's not a balabas to be Meichel. Shali, what do you mean? Karashi raim shali. Umar says, shali? The father is entitled to collect. She's not entitled. So since she's not the balabas to collect, she's not the balabas to be meichel. The father has the ability to be meichel. Ella, why doesn't mefata pay tsar? So the Gemara says, because ain't lo tsar. Gemara says, by mefata there is no tsar. Gemara says, it's not true. Of course there's tsar. Because hazina diisla, there is tsar. So the Gemara answers, yeah, there is, there isn't. What's the answer? The Gemara is a little unclear. What's the answer? So Taisus writes, in other Masechtas, Taisus writes that if there's tsar and there's hanoah at the same time, so you have to determine which is greater. So if the hanoah is greater than the tsar, so then we consider it a wash. And you say that you don't have to pay tsar. So Taisus extrapolates from this Gemara to explain other halachas. Let's say a person does something. There are certain things that are isuri hanoah. Kloy Hakerem is Osmano, Chomiz B'Pesach is Osmano, Sharaniska, the whole Avoy Gezorah, Hekdesh, a whole list of things that are Osmano. So what if a person does some activity where he gets Hano from something that's Osmano, but at the same time, there's a Kilkola, there's a Hepsid, and there's Hano. So is that a violation of Yisuri Hano or not? So the Taisus explains, if the Hepsid is greater than the Hano, then it's not considered getting Hano. But if the Hano is greater than the Hepsid, then I label it as a Hano, because they're opposites. The opposites. Here also, the Tsar with the pleasure that the Mefuta has, So the pleasure that she has offsets the tzar. She's not a balabas di meichel. The Gemara said sheli, it's not shelo, it's shel avua. She's not a balabas di meichel over here because it's supposed to go to the father. But since there's hanoah and that offsets the tzar, so that it's not true that there's no tzar. Of course there is tzar. But since there's hanoah that offsets it, so that's not called tzar. So you don't have to pay. And this is the klal for isuri hanoah as well.
In here, it doesn't seem to be right at the same exact time, because here we have pisa kaglayim, and then you have the amasbiya afterwards. So, what together in terms of within what time frame does it have to be that we go after the overall vacuum?
From the whole maisa, I guess, from the whole maisa. At the end of the day, she agreed to participate in this activity, so the activity brings pleasure and it brings pain. So since she was interested, she wanted it, so the pleasure offsets the pain. So that's why there is tzar, but it's offset. Taisus in a few Masechtas writes like that by Yisur HaNachulin and Shabbos and Sanhedrin. Taisus in a few places writes like this. When you did some activity and it causes a hefsin and it causes hanoah, are you in violation of Yisur HaNachulin? So they say it depends whether the hanoah is greater than the hefsin is greater than hanoah, except for Hilcha Shabbos. And Hilcha Shabbos, the din is that the kolam akal kolam p'turim, he have to have malachas mashevis, has to be misakin, but it's not a vort of hanoah. It's not a vort of the malach has to be done in the fashion that you're getting hanoah. No, it has to be mekalkal. So Taisa says in Hilchos Shabbos, even if you have kilkal and you have tikkun, you have hanoah at the same time, and the kilkal, let's say, outweighs the hanoah. There's more kilkal. If Sado is greater than Hana Asai, so Taisa says, but that's called Malachas Masheves. If you would have been talking about Isuri Hana, they say, I didn't get Hana, because the Hepsed is greater than the Tikkun. But as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, as long as it's a Miktas Tikkun, it's also called. Let's say the Gemara has a case. A fellow shechts a behema lava de Zora on Shabbos. So Shechet is one of the Lamates of his Malachas. But he shechts it l'avod zarah, so the thing is going to be asav hanoah. Tikrub is avod zarah, is asav hanoah. So he had a live animal that was worth $5,000, a live cow, that could be used for whatever, and now it's dead and it's asav hanoah. But the Gemara says, ben noyach, as far as a goy is concerned, he was moitzi midei evim and achai l'bnei noyach. So the Gemara says, he's chai mishum melech haShabbos. What do you mean? A $5,000 cow. He killed it, and it's also about no now. While it was alive, it would sell for $5,000. And he shechts it in Labor Zorah, so it's worthless now. But since it's Moitzim Dev, and Achai Lebed Enech, so the Gemara said, that's enough, that Yechai Mishim Alecha Shabbos. So Taisi says, Kilkula, Yeser Al Tikunai. If you would have been discussing a topic, did you violate Yisrael? No, he says, no. The Kilkul is greater than the Tikun. Kilkul is $5,000. The Tikun is pretty insignificant. But for Hilcha Shabbos, that's enough. That's enough to be called Malachas Mashev. But if you're talking about that he violated Surah Hanoah, so that's a Taisa gives this as a mashal. Whenever the Hanoah, it depends which is greater. The Hanoah is greater than the Kilkul or not.
Does it have to be at the same time?
From the same activity, yeah.
In other words, she could be later, she could have a terrific harukah that she did this. She had pleasure at the time, but later she had.
Yeah, that's what Tosis writes on the bottom of Lamates Amud Aleph. Tosis says, whenever a young girl gets married and they have birishayna, so the girl's going to have tremendous tzar later on. So Tosis asks, what is the Gemara asking? What is the tzar? Tzar demai, till the Gemara fetches us what the tzar is. Of course there's tzar. So Tosis comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. The Pashto says that it's not correct. Tosis says a chiddush. If you harm a person, and right now there's not that much tzar, but because of the clap that I gave the person is going to suffer for weeks. So then that's groma b'alma. You're not chayv. You only chayv to pay for the tzar shasmais. That's very difficult. Why should that be so? I'm the one who caused it. The Gemara has a loshen above a kama. Karnuhu de tvira bay. If my animal, kigab sharish shariyeh, let's say my animal sticks its horns into another animal and it kills it. And then because the animal is dead, so it starts to, the animal killed, my animal kills your animal in the middle of the in the middle of the farm. and the sun is beating down on it, and the carcass starts to decay. So the Gemara says, I'm chayv to pay for the whole hefsid, the continued hefsid, because we consider it as if karna detura hu dikfira de, as if the horn of my axe is still buried inside the goof of your dead animal, and it continues to make the hesek. A very paladic taste what they say. What do you mean it's only grumma? You know, you only mechuyif to pay. Chayvah v'chaver is only mechuyif to pay for the tsar b'shas ha-chavola, but it's going to suffer for a month afterwards. Why shouldn't that be also a chayim tam tsar?
Also in the Gemara, under Milk, it was in the kid, Rakshim Toyit and Rabbe Rabbe, that if you warn the guy, if you warn the guy who hit someone, they see if the other guy's going to be hit, and they warn him from Misa.
Yeah,
and we were going to kill him if the guy died later.
Right.
So we see from the first action, it's not necessarily a grum of his first chavala. He first did chavala, and then
yeah,
the guy dies. You chayv misa.
Yeah.
So if that's grumma, then why you chayv misa?
Yeah. If I shoot a person and it takes him a week till he drops dead, there's a din of yoma yamaim. If you hit your own eved k'naini, so yoma yamaim yamad lo yukam kikaspahu. If the eved k'naini survives 24 hours, meisleis, then you're not chayv misa. And the Rambam limits that also. It's a problematic Rambam. Seems to be against the Gemara Bava Kamma. The Rambam says the only time there's a din of yoma yamaim is if the Odon hits the eved, because the eved refuses to do work. But stam, he shoots the eved for no good cause, and then there's no din of yoma yamaim. So it's very restricted. But normally, if I shoot a person, if I slap a person and he dies, I slap a little child who's 2 years old, and he dies at the age of 119 instead of living to 120. He dies a day before his 120th birthday. And doctors can ascertain, I should only live so long, doctors should ascertain that he died a minute earlier because I slapped him. That's called Ritzicha. That's called Ritzicha. Ritzicha doesn't mean he dies immediately. Doesn't have to die within 24 hours. Doesn't have to die within 5 years. If he dies 1 minute earlier than otherwise, the only thing is that so many things can happen from the age of 2 till the age of 120. It could be that he died because of a different cause. How can a doctor have such a Ruach HaKodesh to establish that he died because of the clap that I gave? This is very difficult, what Taisa says. You only pay for the tsar b'shas mai. So why? I caused all of the tsar. If the girl married me, so she knows that's what she's getting herself into. She needs to marry me. So you don't have to pay. That's not mefata. He didn't have to seduce her. She agreed to marry him. She knows when you get married, you have pain after the bir rishon for a long time. But if he's ma'anis or mefata, of course there's going to be tzar. Why shouldn't it even be the tzar that only comes up later? He was the cause of the tzar. That shouldn't be groma.
How do we evaluate like psychological pain, like not like something physical that makes pain, but rather pure psychological? Is there like a thing in halacha for that?
The Gemara talks about, okay, now they have a ripui. So they're a psychologist. Okay, got to pay for that ripui. But there's tsar. The Gemara says you assess it if the government would declare that they have to cut off your arm. They can cut off your arm two ways. Either they can cut it off in a very painful way, or they can cut it off with giving pain relievers. How much money would you be willing to pay in order to avoid having the pain? So the Gemara says in Perek HaChavah, that's how you assess the tzar. If they're going to cut your arm off anyway, hard for us. Where do we have a case they're going to cut my arm off anyway? How much money would the guy be prepared to pay? But today, no one cuts off anybody's arms. We don't have any nezik today. How do you pay nezik? Kama hu shav alim kebashuk. On the slave market, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Avraham Avinu freed the slaves. So there's no Ebediri, there's no Eknaini, there's nothing. There are no slaves in America. There's no market, so you don't pay anything. You don't pay Nezik. Nezik is Kamo Shavalim Kabashuk. How much would you sell for before the Chavola? How much would you sell for after? And it's Bosa Mokim and Bosa Zman. That's a Mishnah in the end of Erchin. Ein Lahegdash and the Mekom of Vishaita. Mishnah is talking. Somebody was Magdash a computer, someone's Magdash a building. So how much? So the Gizbar has to auction it off to the highest bidder. So the guy says, I want to buy the computer for $1. So is the Gizbar permitted to bid the Yevid Hekdush of Amman Shechil HaShav put to Mechula? If you gave a penny, he can be paid the thing that's worth $100 million. But the Yevid, ain't I know the Hekdush, so but the Yevid, the opinion would be Chal, and he wouldn't be Mechuyif to pay the rest. But L'chatchila, how much should the Gizbar say, I'm not going to take less than so much? So the Mishnah says, "Ein lahegdushan l'makom avishaita." How much does this sell for in this area today? In the summertime, it sells for more. Let's say fur coats. In the wintertime, it sells for less. Summer clothing, swimming clothes, sell for more in the summertime. And in Washington, D.C., it would cost less. In Alaska, it would cost more. The same item. So you don't assess how much it will sell for in a different place in the globe, or how much will sell for in a different season of the year. That's the Mishnah. Ein lehegdish on the makom ha'shayta. The hegdish, the gizbo, shouldn't take. The minimum bid should be how much it will sell for, bosa makom and bosa zman, that time. Let's say if all the stores are closed on Sunday, so it's not available. So you can't say bosa zman, you can't get it. That's no. The stores are open on Monday. You don't say if he made the hezek on Sunday, you don't pay anything because you just can't buy it. Bosazman means that week, okay? Doesn't mean specifically that day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The stores are closed between 12 and 2, so you don't have to pay at all. So that's a nezik, you wouldn't pay b'chlab as man in America because we don't have any slave market. But, and the tsar also, how would you, it's not shach to measure tsar today, but bizman that there was such a thing that the government could decide to cut off your arm. So then the way to determine the tsar would be how much would the person be willing to pay to avoid the pain where Bain Kovel Kovel they're going to cut off his own. If there's no way to assess it, so you don't pay the tsar. Yeah.
In terms of nezik, you can't determine based on, say, the salary today at a position. The guy depends on how much you can make less.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. You pay Shebis, he won't be able to earn money for a week. He has to sit at home. For a month, he has to sit at home and sit in the hospital. So he won't make any money at all. And then the big Shebis, he won't be able to do, he used to be a diamond polisher, whatever, and now he can only do, he can be a guard on a building, and the decrease in salary is significant. I don't think you pay that. I don't think that that's Shebis. I think that's has to be Nezik. The long-term Shebis, that has to be Nezik. I think Nezik has to be Kamahu Shavalim Kabashup. So if there's no slave market, once Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, so I think there's no Nezik. It doesn't help that in Africa they still have a slave market.
That's true, even if according to those Rishonim will say that's evaluated based on Evet Kanani, it's not based on how much an individual is really sold for. It's based on like how much their theoretical worth would be.
They say Rashi in the Rosh, right? Rashi in Tyson and Kiddushin, Rashi in the Rosh in the beginning of Achayvo, where the Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk means every day we have a Knaini. But still, if there's no Ev Knaini market, there is no Ev Knaini market. So there's nothing to pay. There is an Ev Knaini market in Africa, they still have, but we don't have in America. Say, Ein Lahegdushan Lamakom of Ashaito, Bosa Mokom, Bosa Zman. There is no slave market.
That's just a method of evaluation. It's not really how much it really is. That's just an evaluation for his work.
But I think there's no way to evaluate, so you don't pay. I think so.
If you cause someone to be out of work for a week, but he has sick days, so he gets paid in the full amount, but then you're making him use his sick days. So
mm-hmm.
Would you still pay that amount for that?
That's a good shot. I don't know. That's a good shot. I mean, he wanted to take off six days a different week. And now, I don't know. You have to pay Shevis. That's such a similar thing as discussed when they started the insurance business. So let's say I burned down the guy's, I smashed up his car. So he has insurance on the car in case the car gets all damaged. So they're going to pay him. They're going to give him a brand new car. So that's a shot. Do I have to pay him? He's been paying insurance all year long, and then the insurance company is going to cover it. So maybe I don't have to pay.
The rates go up, though. Then he has to pay more in the future.
Okay, so that's a question. Do I have to? There's a fundamental question. Maybe I have to pay him the $25,000 for his car, even though the insurance company is paying him. Maybe I still have to pay. He made a deal that the insurance company should pay him if the car disappears. But I made a hesitance. I have to pay, even though he doesn't suffer $25,000, he's only suffering not $100 a year because of the increase in the fees. So that's one. That was one machlokes, whether you have to pay or not. That was a big discussion in Poskim about 150 years ago when they started this insurance business. I don't know. That's a big discussion. Yep. Fine. So these are the differences between Einus and Mefata. By Einus, there's a din v'loisi Elisha. V'loisi Elisha is a mitzvah, or v'loisi Elisha is a din. So the Gemara presented it as a kasha on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara on the fifth line, yes, sixth line, yes, the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that if the man was ma'anis and isha shayna ruya lo, he is a kohen who is ma'anis a grusha, or he was a yisrael who is ma'anis a mamzer? So the opening Mishnah says you still pay oinus and mefata, even if she's a chayvi krisis, even if she's a chayvi ladin, but v'loise li'isha doesn't apply. Machloek is atanayim. We pass when you pay the knas, even though there's no v'loise li'isha. As a matter of fact, akasha, why not say eser dechaloises? So the Habamim and Gemara clearly thought that there is an essay. V'loise li'isha is an essay. The Tosfos keeps on going back and forth over here. Mem Amud Aleph, Naisi Yasi V'Ditchi Lois Essay. Is it really an essay? Is it? Maybe that was the Gemara's answer, that it's not really an essay. The girl has a schus. Just like the girl has a schus mamen, she has a right to collect Nezek and Sar, Ripo, Yeshevis, and Boishes, and Knas. She has a schus, she has a right to demand that he should marry her. Maybe that was the answer. V'Lois Elisha is a schus mamen, it's not an essay. So it's not shach to say yes,
Adar Chalai
says it. Now,
one of the three things that the Rabbi Kiva argued.
Maybe no one ever said that it's an essay. There's no machlek, as Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon. No one ever said that. Either everybody agrees that it, he say it's not. We don't have any source that this is a machlek, it's satanai. So does that lead one to believe that L'chol HaDeis it's not an essay? Or L'chol HaDeis it is an essay? So that's unclear. We don't have. There is no machlekes satanaim. You're right. The Gemara doesn't record any machlekes. So Tosfos thought the havamina of the Gemara clearly was that it's an essay. The shad is maybe that was the maskana, that there's no essay. So that's therefore there's no essay. Dochavai says. We said over the Ramban has his famous interpretation on the Gemara. We divide the mitzvahs and the Torah into different categories al pidin. There's mitzvah shebedarim lachaver, mitzvah shebedarim lamokam. Where do you see that in the different categories? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph, that's what the Ramban taught. Midachinan isur mikami mamoina. The Gemara says esse doicha lois esse only applies an esse shebin adam lamokim kimi doicha lois esse shebin adam lamokim. That an esse shebin adam machaber is not doicha lois esse shebin adam lamokim. The Gemara's example is I'm a kohen, I'm driving a car, and I see the car in front of me. The luggage fell off of the car into a cemetery. I try to contact the fellow, and I try to honk my car, my horn. I want to notify him that his luggage fell off, and I can't get him. So am I permitted, and he's on his way to China. Whatever he's driving, I can't catch up with him. So am I permitted to be mitami to go into the cemetery to pick up his aveda? Maybe the essay of Hashavas aveda should be derecha lo esesse of Tumas Kohanim. Am I allowed to be matam? So the Gemara says, no, esed dechol esed doesn't apply because midach, two reasons, the Gemara says. First of all, tumas kahanim is an esed v'lois esed. Then esed dechol esed v'esed. Tosfos quotes that klal here, kigom mila b'tzaras. Tosfos quotes, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that akotzitz baheres, if you cut off an egat tzaras, one is in violation of both an esed and a lois esed. So the Mishnah says akotzitz baheres is loike. If you cut off an egat tzaras, is loike. If you ask a kohen for it, you have to show the egat tzaras to the kohen. That's a mitzvah to show it to the kohen. If you showed it to the kohen and the kohen says that it's tahor, so then you're allowed to cut it off. The yisur is not to be mitayer a egat tzaras shalai al pi kohen. If you showed it to the kohen says tamei. Also, you're not allowed to cut it off, because how are you going to know? You're going to cut it off so he'll go through the procedure, the Tahara procedure. The Torah says you only can go through the Tahara procedure when the Negat Saras went away by itself. If you cut it off, then you're cheating. So you're going to be Metairit Shaloy Alpi the way it's supposed to be. You are allowed to cut it off. If the coin paskins that is Tahar, then you are allowed to cut it off, because he didn't do anything wrong. Nothing wrong. A lot of times people go to a skin doctor, so the skin doctors have to know these dinim. They're not allowed to cut off an egat tzaras, even if it's a marat tohar, unless they first show it to a kohen. And he paskins that it's a marat tohar, then you're allowed to cut it off. So the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that koitzitz baheres, a Mishnah in the Goyim, a koitzitz baheres, one cuts off an egat tzaras before showing it to a kohen. is in violation of both an essay and a lois essay. And nonetheless, we have a pasuk that b'makom bris mila, even mila shloi b'zmana. Mila decha Shabbos, mila decha yant, but that's only mila b'zmana. Mila shloi b'zmana is not decha Shabbos, not decha yant. But mila is decha, the isa koitzes b'heretz, that's both mila b'zmana and mila shloi b'zmana. Mitzvah mila is decha. So Tosfos says that it's not a typical example. The Gemara says, mila, you can perform, you're obligated to perform the bris mila, even if you're going to cut off the eretz haras. Gemara says, oh, that's a typical example of esed decha lois esay, and it's not the same over here. By the lois eli isha, you should allow him to marry the isha sheni ruyala, that it wouldn't apply there. Why not? So Gemara says, because a typical case is mila b'makam tzara. So Tosfos says, look in the Gemara, blazen the mila. Says Beferish, it's atypical. It's not a typical case. Because essay is not decha lois essay, the essay. And here, Akoitz Baharis is both in violation of an essay and a lois essay. It's a special gzeris akosim. Milu bizman is decha Shabbos, also a special gzeris akosim. Not the regular din of essay decha lois essay, because Shabbos is a lois essay sheish bakoris. The Gemara has one of the rules is, ein essay decha lois essay sheish bakoris. So the fact that Milu bizman is decha Shabbos is a yotzim and a klal. The fact that Milu Bein Bizman and Bein Shalom Bizman is Dech and Egan Tzara is also Yaitzim in a Klal. It's not a typical example. That's what Tosfos says, Amar Abin Adam, that the Simona be Almanakte, the Gemara quotes that as a dogma, as an example of a regular case, a normal example of Esa Dech Alay Sase, that Tosfos says it's not correct. What is a normal example? Oh, the Gemara says, Kilayim Betzitzis. That's a good example. Kilayim Betzitzis is a good example of Esa Dech Alay Sase. And in fact, the Gemara says in the first sugi in Yivam is that is the makar of Esed Decha Lois Esed. Because in Chumash Dvar Midarshan Smuchim, in Kala Tarkula, you only darshan a hekish if you have two dinitin in the same posse. Chumash Dvar, the Gemara says, is the exception to the rule. Even if you have two psukim adjacent to each other, you assume that there's a connection. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, was chazar in Kala Tarkula, and he was rattling off one din after the other, by association. The second din had a connection with the first din. Third din had a connection with the second din. Everything was by association. So we assume, and the Rebbe Shalom told him, write down the Chumash the way you were saying it, by association. So we assume there's always a link and a connection between the second pasuk and the first pasuk and the third pasuk and the second pasuk. That was the association. That's called the Chumash Dvar, Midarshan Smuchim. Midarshan Smuchim. The rest of the Chumashim, it's a question in the Tanoim, what the Midarshan Smuchim. So this is one of the drushes of Smuchim, that it says the mitzvah of Kalayim, Vega Kalayim Shatas Laila Alecha, right next to the Pasuk Gedilim Tasalacha, Alaba Kamfas Ksuscha. So that tells me that Esed Decholay Sese, that Kalayim Mitzitzis is Mutta. So that's the Mokka for Kala Tarakul. You learn out for Kalayim Mitzitzis that Esed is Decholay Sese. So that's a typical example. But that Milo, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shalom Bezmana, is Decha Nega Tzaras, that's an atypical example because. So Kitzita Kitzas Baharis is an essay below Sasi. That is not a good example. So what did the Gemara say? When do you apply Esed Decholay Sasi? Kigon Mila Batsaras. Tosfos said that's not a good example. Kalayim Betzitz is a better example. Why? The Layapsha the Kiyumi La Essay. The only time you say Esed Decholay Sasi is if it's Yapsha the Kaim Shneim. You have two concepts. You have a concept of Tchuy and a concept of Hutra. The Gemara has a machlokes Amaroim in Yuma Davav Amadeis. Then it turns out to be a machleg satanoim and Dav Zayin in Yuma. The Gemara said there was a machleg satanoim, machleg Amaroim. What's the din? If you have a korban shizmana kavua, usually a korban sibur is mana kavua, usually a korban yochid is ain's mana kavua. Once in a while you have a korban sibur that's ain's mana kavua. That's a rare exception to the rule. That's a parhal and davashal sibur. There's no specific day when you have to be makrevit. You bring it the first available opportunity. But usually, korban sibur is t'minim u'msafim. So that's a zman kavua. Usually, a korban yochid is ein zman kavua. You can bring him whenever you want. In rare cases, you have a korban yochid that is zman kavua. For example, parachatas hashalom. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a personal parachatas that he has to pay for. That's a korban yochid, she's zman kavua. Or the chavit, the Kohen Gadol brings a minchas chavit in every day of the year. That's mana kavua. Mana kavua means avi yama batal karban. If he doesn't bring the korban today, he loses the opportunity. He can't bring the korban another day. So the Gemara uses these lashonos. Tumah is muta betzibur. If it's a korban zibur, you're allowed to bring it betumah. If it's a korban yochid, you're not allowed to bring it betumah. So the Mishnah in Temura, in the second parak in Temura, quotes Rav Meir, that he says it's a little bit of misnomer. Not exactly. It doesn't really depend whether it's a korban yochid versus a korban zibur. Korban zibur is paid for by machta shekel money. Korban yochid is paid for by private funds. So it doesn't really depend, Rav Meir says, and that we accept it. It doesn't really, this din, that you're allowed to bring karbonis in the state of tumah, doesn't really depend on whether it's a karbon yochid, karbon zibur. Really depends, it's a little bit misnomer. It really depends if it's a karbon shezman kavua, is it a karbon shezman kavua. Karbon shezman kavua is dechet tumah. Karbon shezman kavua is not dechet tumah. So Gemara has this machlekes amaroim on vav on the days in Yuma. And then at the Abzayin, the Gemara says, machlekes atanai, what's the nature of that din? That you're permitted to bring a karbon shezman kavua in a state of tumah, even if the coin is tummy, even if the carbon is tummy, you're permitted. Is it hutra heta garma? The whole prohibition, the whole halacha, that you have to be tohar and the carbon has to be tohar to be makarvit, was never formulated with respect to karbanish zman and kavua. But he's saying, no, the halacha was formulated, but the tzorach ki mitzvah aseh is deicha, the mitzvah leis aseh. So what's the difference? And the difference is, do you require epshe l'kaim shneim? Whenever it's, what if it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing the korban shezman kavua without violating the law? So if you say that the tzorech kiyum mitzvah saseh is doicha the iser lav, esid doicha loises, like esid doicha loisesay, so then it's only doicha if it's the epshe l'kaim shneim, that if there's a tzorech. If the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by violating the iser, there's no tzorech, so there's no dechia. But if you should say that tumah hutra b'tzibur, we paskan dechuya, the Rambam paskan dechuya. If the din would have been like the other opinion, tumah hutra b'tzibur et gomor, so then even if it's possible to be makrib the karbonis in the state of tahara, you wouldn't have to be mahadar too, because et gomor, the whole halacha was never formulated. The whole din that you can't be makrib karbonis in the state of tumah was never formulated in the geta korban tzibur. So that's a machloikis by tumah muta b'tzibur. Is it dechuya b'tzibur, hutra b'tzibur? The Rambam paskan dechuya. By Yeser Dechal Oisese, there never was a machlokes. The Gemara quotes Rish Lakish, Kol Mokom Shat Demotz Yeser Velo Oisese. And here the Gemara is alluding to Rish Lakish's klal, because it's talking about the universal klal of Yeser Dechal Oisese. The Rish Lakish says, Im Ati Ochel Akai Mishnei Mutav, if you can fulfill the Yeser without violation of the law, you must do so. In law, if you can't fulfill the Yeser without violation of the law, then Yavo Yeser Yitchal Oisese. Then it's Deicha, because that's a din of Dechuya. The Tzorech Kiyum HaMitzvah is doicha the isa. So the Gemara sounds like it's saying that when do you apply Rish Lakish's klal? The question was, why not apply Yeser Deicha Loisesei? The Gemara in the Havamina seems to have been learning, that's what they says, that Veloisei Leish is a mitzvah sese. Not just she has a schus, but she has a schus to make and pay the knas, she has a schus to collect Nezek, Tzari, Peshevis, and Boishas, she has a schus to demand he should marry her. Schus should be not a machaber. It sounds like the Gemara thought in the Havamina that it's an essay. Why not say Yeser Deicha Loisesei? So the Gemara answers. So what was the answer? The one opinion of Taisus was, that's exactly what the answer was, that it's not a mitzvah, it's only a schus. It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. Doesn't at all sound like that. The simple reading of the Gemara is the literal translation. When do you apply Yeser Deicha Loisesei? Kidder Rish Lakish, Kalmok Meshatamot Yeser Veloisesei Matiyochel Akai Mishneim. So that's what the Gemara says. Kontzaras, Milu B'tzaras, Deloi Epshe L'Kiyum Eloisesei. You can't fulfill the essay of Mila without violation of Kotzitz Baharis. If it's Yevsha L'Kaim Shneim, then it's Deuche. If it's Yevsha L'Kaim Shneim, it's not Deuche. But L'Hocha, since it's possible, tell a girl not to insist that she wants him. So if she won't insist that she wants to marry him, so then you'll be in fulfillment of the essay without violation of the Loises. That's what it sounds like. It's Yevsha L'Kaim Shneim. So that's what the Ramban says, that's not correct. It can't mean that. You're not the kind of the essay. If the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Veloy Seelish is an essay, and if the girl's Moichel, you're not the kind of the essay. She's Oike the essay. She has the right. It's an essay, Shibiran Machaveh. She's Oike the essay. But you're not the kind of the essay. So that's what the Ramban reinterpreted the Gemara. The simple translation of the Gemara is, simple translation is that over here it's called Epshe L'Kaim Shneyan. You'll be in fulfillment of the essay if she says I'm a Vater. How are you in fulfillment of the essay?
It's not mevatel.
Huh? You're not mevatel,
therefore there's no problem.
You're not mevatel, but you're not mekayem the essay. Why should we twist her arm till she agrees that, why should we, she insists that she wants him to marry her. When am I going to get a shidduch? This guy, he attacked me, so I want him to marry me. Let him pay, I want him to marry me. So Gemara says, it's efshe l'kaim shneim, because we should coax it to say that she's mabata. That's called efshe l'kaim shneim. Tosis says, let's say, kalai mitzitzis. Where's esed dechal esed kalai mitzitzis? Where do you have a case of esed dechal esed? Tosis says, if it's a beged shal pishton, if it's a linen garment, four-corner garment of linen, you have to put in tzitzis, so you have to put in tchelis and lovon, so the tchelis has to be a specific color, has to be, the dye has to come from the chalazon. It's not acceptable if it's kloilon. Tosis quotes from the Gemara, kloilon. The Orach says it's indigo, so it's from a vegetable. Has to be davke. Tchelis has to come from a chalazon, which is a sea animal. And then it has to be a specific, the string that's dyed tchelis has to be from tzemer material. And if you make a tchelis string, not from tzemer, so you're not yotzei in the mitzvah of tchelis. So if you're going to tie on tchelis and lovan onto a beged shel pishton, so the tchelis has to be tzemer. You're going to tie it on, you're going to have a double kesher. So that's a chibur for shatnas. So that'll be klaim deraisa. So that's eif shel kaim shneim. Why is it? So that's why is eif shel kaim shneim? When he goes to the store, tell him not to buy. Don't buy a linen four corner garment. Buy a woolen garment, buy a cotton garment, so there won't be any shatness. So isn't that Efshe L'Kaim Shneim? We'll give him an advice, like over here, give the girl an advice. Don't marry the guy. So yeah, who's going to marry me? We'll pay you enough money, someone's going to want to marry you. We'll get your shidduch. So we twist her arm till she agrees to be mevater. That's called Efshe L'Kaim Shneim. So why don't we twist the guy's arm? Tell him, don't buy a beged shel pishton, buy a beged shel cotton, buy a beged shel tzemer. Don't buy Bejan Pishtan, won't get involved. So Taisa said, that's not called Epshin L'Kaim Shneim. He's allowed to buy whatever beggar he wants. There's no Aveira to buy a four-cornered garment made from linen. You buy the garment, you put it on, and now we discuss what's going to be with putting on Sita. That's not called Epshin L'Kaim Shneim. We'll give him an advice, don't buy the garment. So the same over here. Why is this called? Simple reading in the Gemara is that this is called Epshin L'Kaim Shneim. So that's difficult. It's not Epshin L'Kaim Shneim. The girl wants to marry him. So why is not Epshin L'Kaim Shneim? So that's what the Ramban reinterpreted. So he quoted that Gemara in Bob Mitzir Daf Laman Aleph, that by Hashavas Aveda, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to violate Tumas Kohanim in order to do Hashavas Aveda. So Gemara gave the two reasons. Because Tumas Kohanim is Esev Eloich Sesei, Ein Esev Dechel Esev Yesei, Esev Hashavas Aveda can be Dechel too, Esev Eloich Sesei, and then number two, another reason is, Tumas Kohanim is an Aveira bin Adam Lamakim, and Hashavas Aveira is a mitzvah bin Adam Lachaveira, and an essay bin Adam Lachaveira is not Decha Loisese She bin Adam Lamakim. So that's what the Ramban interprets in Agimara. If the girl would have been Moichel, Mise Lese Klal, if the girl says, I don't want to marry him, then there is no essay. So it's not that makes it Efshe L'Kaim Shneim. That's only a proof to indicate that the whole nature of the essay is Bein Adam L'Chaveira. If it would have been a mitzvah essay, she Bein Adam L'Makim, the girl wouldn't be the balabas to be mevater, to be moichel on it. So the Gemara just proves in the fact that she has the ability to be moichel. Yomer lo be'ina, if she says, I don't want to marry him, easily as a cloud, so that's a proof, since it's nitan l'mechila. That's a proof that it's an essay, she Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So once you're not an essay but on the chavera, then we apply the rule, midachina nisur mikami mamani. But that's not the pasha pshat in the Gemara is not so. And the other pshat that Taisa had, that the Gemara happened to thought that it's an essay, below Selisha, the Gemara and the Maskana comes out, it's not an essay, it's a schus that she has. Where does it say that in the Gemara? It's very difficult.
So the Ramban says that Hashavas Aveda is not Docha, so therefore, how is he going to?
He says, "Hashavas the Gemara's lashon in, but Mitzia Daf Lamed Al Midachina Nisura Mikamim Mamayin Tumas Kohanim is a nisa v'het to be an Adam Lamakim. In Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah shemiral machaveira. The Gemara says, "Lashon Midachina Nisura Mikamim Mamayin a mitzvah shemiral machaveira. That's called Mamayin. Can't be deiche and aveira shemiral Adam Lamakim. So he said the same over here that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Israel is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. Is a loy says that be an Adam Lamakim." And Loisei Elisha is an essay. It is an essay, like the Havamina, but it's an essay, but I'm not Havera. How do you know? Proof is, Yomer Labina, Misil Essay Klal. The fact that she can be Michael, that's a clear cut indication that the nature of the essay has been Amla Havera. If it would have been about Amla Makam, she wouldn't be able to be Michael. We discussed about Kibbut Aviyim, whether Kibbut Aviyim is a mitzvah, Shemirot Amla Makam, Mirot Amla Havera. That's the Dion of the Minchas Chinuch and the Dion of the Maharam Shik. So the Maharam Shik talks about Mechila. The din is that the parents can be moichel on kibbut aviyim. Parents can be moichel. Is that a conclusive proof that kibbut aviyim is ben olam lachaveiro? Because it would be ben olam lamokim. How are they the balbatim to be moichel? So the Maram Shik explains, no, that doesn't prove it, because you're talking about kibbut. So kibbut, we have an expression in Hebrew, ritzono shel adam zeh kvodo. Whatever the person wants, that's kaveh, what's called kaveh. Like I told that my father died at the age of 94. So when he was very old, so I used to offer, would you like me to make you a cup of tea? So he said, I'm not an invalid. He doesn't want it. You want me to help you tie your shoelace? I'm not an invalid. He doesn't want it. He can't force it on him. It could be that the nature of kibbut aviyim is ben adam lamakim, and therefore the parents are not a balabas to be meichel, but the other balabatim to be kaveh, what's called kaveh. I'm going to help my father put on his jacket. I can put on my jacket myself. I'm not so old. I don't want help over there. I don't want to act like an invalid. So that the mechila over there is not midin mechila. The koveya, what's called covered, what's not called covered. But over here, the Gemara says, the Yom Rabbeinu, the Yisrael, the Eseklal, here mechila works. So the Ramban says, that's a hechache, that the nature of the mitzvah of v'lois Elisha is ben adam l'chaveiroi. Since it's been on the Havera, we apply the rule from Bob Mitzia Laman Aleph, Midachin and Isura, the Kami Mamaina, and Esse, Shabin on the Havera, cannot be Deche, Alais Esse, Shabin on the Mamaka. What else, what are other differences between, so according to the Ramban, the Gemara has two differences over here, between a Mitzvah, Shabin on the Havera, and Mitzvah, Shabin on the Mamaka. Mechila only works, the person can only be Meichel if the nature of the Mitzvah is Ben on the Havera. If it's Ben on the Mamaka, they can't be Meichel. The other difference is Esse, Deche, Alais Esse, Mitzvah Shemiran Lachaveir can be Deicha Lois Esa Shemiran Lamakim. Some of the Achreinim, the Shem Aryeh, one of the recent Achreinim from the 1700s, came up with an Einfal that Hoisik b'mitzvah, Potem mitzvah. The Gemara has it. A fellow is busy, Mekabla Pnei Rabo Barego, he's going to travel to visit his Rebbe. So the Gemara says, if sleeping in the Sukkah, in order to sleep in the sukkah on the way, he's going to have to go out of his way. It's going to take him longer, so he's potter. Oisik b'mitzvah, potter man ha-mitzvah. He's oisik in the mitzvah, l'hakbol p'nei rabo b'regel, which is a mitzvah, shemir adam l'amakim, so that he's oisik in that, says, potter man ha-mitzvah, he's potter from sukkah, which is ben adam l'amakim. What if a guy is busy, or let's say a person is oisik in a mitzvah, shemir adam l'chaver, is potter from another mitzvah, shemir adam l'chaver. The Gemara says, if a person is busy shaking out a pikudin, a shayr on a pikudin, so he has to air out, if it's a garment, he has to air it out every so often. A svarim has to dust off the svarim every so often. So let's say he's busy taking care of the hashavas aveida, and then only comes at that time and asks for a handout. So the Gemara says, that's pruta de Rav Yosef. So you potter from giving tzedakah, because he's oisik at a mitzvah, shebaram lachaveir, is potter from a mitzvah, shebaram lamakam. So the Shemari came up with this chiddush, that if you're oisik at a mitzvah, shebaram Lamakam, a guy's busy toiveling in a mikveh, he's doing a mitzvah, tefillah b'mikveh, so he would not be potter from giving tzedakah. This is against the Tosfos. He comes to answer Tosfos kasha. Tosfos and Shavuos, the end of Shavuos, mem dalan on a base, assumes not so. Tosfos assumes when you go to a mikveh, you're oisik b'mitzvah shmarol lamakam, that does potter you from the mitzvah of tzedakah, even though tzedakah has clearly been on machaber. So the Shem Aryeh wanted to answer Tosfos kasha. So he says that maybe that just like Esa Decha Loisese doesn't apply, and Esa Shemaram Lachaber is not Decha Loisese Shemaram Lamakim, so maybe Oisik B'mitzvah Potem Aram Mitzvah should be the same. Maybe Oisik Shemimitzvah Shebin Aram Lamakim doesn't pater from Bin Aram Lachaber. It's a question. What are other differences? So the Minchas Chinuch had a difference. If, when the fellow does tshuva, the Mishnah says in Achayvel, Achayvel B'chaber has to pay Chamisha Dvarim. But then in Tzorshe Yifai says, you have to apologize to the guy. And if you don't apologize nicely, the guy doesn't have to forgive you. And you're not getting, your tshuva will not be accepted. The Gemara says, if you steal money from other people, you can't begin to do tshuva until you pay back the money. And if you goizel a sarabim, you cheated so many people, you don't know whom to give the money back. A guy had a store, and he had faulty scales and weights, and he cheated everybody, cheated all the customers. He doesn't know how much to give back to anybody. So the Gemara says, b'leis breira, yasa behem tzorchei rabim. You should give a major donation to the community, put up a water cooler in the shul, or put up something in the base medrash, everybody's going to use it. So it's not the full mitzvah of the Heshev Sagzela. You have to give the amount of money to each person that you cheated from, but at least it's a partial fulfillment of the Heshev Sagzela. Yasven Tzorche Rabim, and that community we stole from, so at least the people will be nana from your money. So the Minchas Chinuch has, based on that Mishnah in Achoivov, there's another difference between Beiradam Lamakam and Anachavet Mitzvah Shemiradam Lamakam. You do tshuva and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you. If you violate the mitzvah, the tshuva is not going to help. Just like a ganef, he can do tshuva from today till next year. The Gemara says if he doesn't give back the money, the tshuva doesn't get off the ground, and he has to ask mechila. If you did an aver shemirat machaver, the person has to really be mechil you. The person is not mechil, so it's impossible to do tshuva. That's what the Menchas Chinuch had. Menchas Chinuch raised the question: what's the nature of the mitzvah of kibur aviyim? Is it binadam lamakam or binadam machaveroi? So his nafkamina was if a person wasn't disrespectful to the parents, he got married, he moved away, he just forgot about his parents, has no connection at all. So he wasn't mevazadem, but he wasn't mechabedem. So is that an averish of bin adam? Is this mitzvah of kibur aviyim? Is it bin adam lachavera? So you have to ask mechila from the parents. So maybe you should say no. Maybe it's only bin adam amakam. So if you do tshuva and you stop doing the avera, so you don't have to ask mechila. So al pi din nataka are differences in halacha. The Rambam has another difference between the mitzvah shemiran lachavera and mitzvah shemiran amakam. The Rishonim discussed this in the Avodram. There's a long tshuva. The Ravid, our Ravid on the Rambam, the Ravid sent the shayla to Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat. Apparently, he was the god lador. Then, explain to me which mitzvahs do you say bracha, which mitzvahs not, and when do you say al and when do you say le? So Taisus writes himself, and they don't know what the rule is. When you say al until sadayim, and hisate b'tzitz, how can one say al itof atzitzus? How can we say there le? And here you say al. So Taisus writes they don't know, and the Rosh works very hard. So that's Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat has this long tshuva in the Avu drama. It goes on and on and on for pages. That the Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat was answering the shayla that the Ravid posed to him. So part of his discussion is how come you don't say a bracha when you give tzedakah to aniyim? So the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam says, the same way the Chachamim instituted Birchas HaNen, and so too the instituted Birchas HaMitzvahs, when he formulates the klal in the beginning of the whole section of Birchas HaMitzvahs, said there were Mesakim Birchas HaMitzvah and Mitzvah Shebeiranam HaMakam. Sure? There were never Mesakim HaMitzvah Shebeiranam HaChaver. Because we're saying Kirishonu B'mitzvah Yisav V'tzivanu, he singled out the Jewish people with something special. The non-Jews give charity also. They also do Gemilas Chasod. Maybe the Jews do it to a greater extent. But you can't say Kirishonu B'mitzvah Yisav V'tzivanu that the Jews are so unique. The Goyim don't sit in silver, they don't like tefillin, they don't put on tzitzis. So that's Kirishonu B'mitzvah Yisav V'tzivanu. By giving charity and being kind to the next door neighbor, many of the Nachim do that. So the Rambam holds that there were never Mesakin a Birchas HaMitzvah. So it's a Al Pi Din, it's a different category of a mitzvah. So that's how the Ramban read this Gemara. Yeah.
Hoisik
b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Yeah, he's potter from the mitzvah of sitting in sukkah. You mean eating chutz the sukkah, is that an iser? Hoisik b'mitzvah is not allowed to do an avera. He's not mechuyev to do another mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do an avera. So it would appear that eating chutz the sukkah is not really an avera. It's just there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and if you had the availability, if you had the opportunity to sit in the sukkah, you didn't. So you mevatel the mitzvah. So that's what we say. Hoisik b'mitzvah. He's busy doing the mitzvah, visiting the Rebbe. He's potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter from yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeah. That's the Mishnah Brura has a machlokes achrenim about the quotes from the Sefer Bikur Yankov, Rav Yankov Vetlinger. Yankov Vetlinger was the Binyan Tzion. He wrote the Aruch Laner. He's the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. So the Aruch Laner, the Bikur Yankov, that's the first sefer that he wrote. He called the Bikur Yankov. Then he wrote the Aruch Laner afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a lot from the Bikur Yankov and Hilchas David Minim and Hilchas Sukkah. So he has a suffix. If a person is an Einan, Mishamesa Muta Lefanov, he's not allowed to perform any mitzvahs. but he's not allowed to do averis. He's not allowed to talk lashon hara. He's not allowed to cheat in business. He's not allowed to eat chazer. But he's not allowed to do any mitzvah. So what about yeshiva besukkah? Should I say that yeshiva besukkah is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs? He's not allowed to sit in sukkah. Maybe I should say, no, in addition to the fact that yeshiva besukkah is a mitzvah, maybe it's also an iser essay. Maybe it's both a kiyum essay and an iser essay. It's a mitzvah to eat in sukkah, and there's an iser essay that you're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. If in addition to the kiyum essay, it's also an iser essay, then the misha mesa mutal lefon adayinah would be obligated to eat in the sukkah, but he wouldn't say a bracha. Like a misha mesa mutal lefonav wants to eat a sandwich. So he's not mechuyev to wash until it's your dime as a mitzvah, but he's not allowed to eat bread without washing until it's your dime. So the accepted view in the Shulchan Aruch is that he has to wash until it's your dime, b'li bracha. He has to wash in order to avoid violation of the aveira, but he only says bracha when you perform the until it's your dime as a mitzvah. So maybe this mishameis mutal lefonav and chalamoy tzukis and yantiv, there's no din of aninus, but on chalamoy, but there is a din of aninus. So maybe the oinen would be obligated to sit in the sukkah but not to say a bracha. He's obligated to sit in sukkah in order not to violate the yisrim. So you're saying it can't be. How can it be an iser essay? So how can he say hoisik b'mitzvah potabana mitzvah? He's over on the iser of eating chutz l'sukkah. So the pashtus is, you see from that gemara, that it's only a mitzvah. There is no iser essay.
Is there really no din aninus on yantiv if you're going to be covered on yantiv?
If you plan to bury on yantiv, then there is aninus, yeah. That's in Shulchan Aruch. If you plan to bury on Yantav, there is aninus. Yantav Sheni is a question. Yantav Sheni, the din is kechol shavu rabbanon. You're allowed to bury, but here in America, Rav Moshe Feinstein said you're not allowed to. Rav Moshe said the whole heter to do kvura on Yantav Rishon and Yantav Sheni is not because of the mitzvah of kvura. It's because the bizoyan ameis that the body's going to be masriach and decomposed. But he said if you have a freezer, you put the mace in the freezer. So Rav Moshe was of the opinion there's no heter. You're not allowed to bury beyond the Rishon like they amimim, like they nochem. You're not allowed to bury on Yantav Sheni like they Yisro. So most follow Rav Moshe in America that we don't do. I remember when I was growing up, they used to have funerals on Yantav Rishon and on Yantav Sheni. They used to have funerals, and their relatives would always drive. Orthodox people, they would be driving back and forth all over the place. They'd drive to New Jersey and drive back. Moshe put his foot down, so most of the communities don't allow it. Broya still allows funerals on Yontif. But Moshe said it's not proper. He said there's no heter to do it all. Yontif Sheni, that's a shame.
Somebody dies at home and there's no freezer there.
Okay, so you can call a nochri instead of having everybody go to New Jersey to bury the guy over there. Call a nochri to take him to take the body to the chapel, and they should put him in a freezer. You should do Amir and Anochi to put him in a freezer.
By the Zimmins of Isukha, it's possible that I'm the only Paskin that the Chiyati is only one meal. So maybe Osir Mitz of Padar Mitzvah, that Mitzvah to eat, but there's still anything else you have to eat, you still have to eat Isukha. And then you can't necessarily prove that it's.
The meal the first night you're Mechuyev to eat even if you're not hungry. Even if you would prefer to fast. Like Matzah, the Gemara learns Exerishav, Chamishas, just like Matzah. Even if you're not hungry, you're obligated to eat matzah whether you like it or not the first night. The rest of Pesach, if you're interested, so eat matzah, don't eat bread. If you're not interested, don't eat matzah. Eat soup, eat vegetables, eat fruits. So the Gemara said the same is true regarding sukkah. See, yeshiva b'sukkah. The first night, you're obligated to eat a kazai's dogon and the sukkah, even if you're not really hungry at all. The rest of the sukkahs, if you're interested in going to sleep, you got to sleep in the sukkah. If you're interested in eating a full meal, you got to eat in the sukkah. But the Pashtun says it is a chiyuv. It's teshu kein toduru, just like you would have snacks without going into the dining room. You have snacks in other rooms, so you can have a snack chutz l'sukkah also. But achilas keva, that the achilas haro is mutter chutz l'sukkah, like teshu kein toduru, like all year long. Achilas keva, you're not allowed to do chutz l'sukkah.
Also, according to the opinion that said there's a difference by osir mitzvah in terms of another month. If you're osig the mitzvah that's been out of makom, according to that opinion, would you be potter from another mitzvah in makom?
Yeah, that says in the Gemara. Yeah, the guy's going to visit the Rebbe, so he's potter from yeshiva besukkah. The Gemara in Hakainis says he's osig in Hashavas Avedis, so he's potter from tzedakah. If you're osig in Adam Lachaveh, he's potter from Adam Lachaveh.
If you're osig in Adam Lachaveh, according to this opinion.
If you're Oisig Ben Adam Lamakam, you are Potter from Ben Adam Lamakam. Yeah, the Gemara says if you're going to visit the Rebbe, so you're Potter from Yeshiva Besukah, if that's going to divert you, it's going to take me out of my way. So the Gemara says he's allowed to sleep chutz l'sukkah because he's Isaac in the mitzvah to visit the Rebbe. But the Shaila was, what if he's going to a mikveh, he's doing a mitzvah, Shabbat on Ma'amokim, does that pater him from giving tzedakah to the Yoni? So Taisus thought that it does. Taisus in the end of Shuas, Mem Dalar and Beis, thought that it was. And this Tshuva Sefer, the Shem Aryeh, picked on Taisus. Chacham Avadya has a Tshuva, he says, we'll accept Taisus. We don't have to accept the Shem Aryeh. He wasn't a Sephardi. Why is an Ashkenazi? He's not going to accept. That's the Chiddush. But he says, I'll take a Rishon over a Sephardi. Take a Rishon over an Ashkenazi any day. Yeah. The question is, you're trying to derive that Eser Dechaloi Sese. So what's the typical case that you learn that from? So Taisa says, what it says in the Gemara is not really accurate. Simona bi'alma. It's a dugma, but it's a poor dugma. Mila b'tzaras. Why is it not accurate? Because Chaytach HaKoytzitz Baheres is an Eser Viloi Sese. So Ein Eser Dechaloi Sese. That's a bad example. What is a good example? What's the perfect example? What is the dugma that the Gemara derives Eser Dechaloi Sese from? From Kalayim B'tzitzis, you have the Smuchim, the two Psukim next to each other, Chumash Dvarim. So that teaches us that Eser Dechaloi Sese. So here, the Rishonim have a whole discussion. The Gemara would seem to indicate in Menachos that Kalayim B'tzitzis is Hutra. It's not the Chuy, it's not that the Tzorech to fulfill the Mitzvah of Tzitzis allows me to violate the Aveira of Shatnas. Let's say the Gemara says, Urisim also, Uzchatim is Kamitz Hashem. Urisim also, Patuk Sus Lailu. So there's a machlekes, and Shulchan Aruch, they quote a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh, what does that mean? So the Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of tzitzis only applies by Yoim and not by Lailu. Like the Kiyah Shofar is only by Yoim, not by Lailu. The Tilus Lulub is only by Yoim, not by Lailu. Achilles Matzah is only by Lailu, not by Yoim. The Mishnah in Megillah says that. Dovashim Mitzvah by Yoim. There's certain mitzvahs you can only fulfill in the daytime, other mitzvahs you can only fulfill in the nighttime. So the Rambam's opinion is that tzitzis is only mitzvahs bayom. And the Rosh and the Taisus are of the opinion that's not what it means. Prat the ksus laila means that pajamas. Ksus laila is potter, even bayom. If you wear pajamas, four kind of pajamas in the daytime, you're potter. And if you wear regular clothes, balaila, you're chayiv. It's not only a ksus laila is potter. So the according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah tzitzis only applies in the daytime, not at nighttime. So what's the din if the fella has an arba kamfis, he has a four-corner garment made from pishton, and he put in tzitzis, and in order to put in trelas, it's not enough that he dyes it blue from the chalazon, from the source of the chalazon. It has to be amro. This is quotes from the Gemara. It's not enough that it has to be the right color from the right source. It has to be shel tzemer. You're going to tie tzemer string onto a begum shel pishta, make a double knot. So kesher al gabi kesher is a chibur. So that's kelayim deraisin. So you're allowed to wear a begum shel tzitzis, even though it has kelayim in the daytime. I understand as the chas says, are you allowed to wear that begum at night? Are you permitted to wear that begum at night? So Taisus says that exus laila is pata, but exus yom balaila is chay. Of course you're allowed to wear it at night. You still have Eser Dechaloi Sese. So in the same Tosfos, where Tosfos writes like that Ksus Yom Balayla is Chayiv, and therefore you're allowed to wear the Beged Shel Shatnas Balayla because there is a mitzvah. In the same Tosfos, someone put in parentheses, Rabbi Natam Sese Pirusha Shalamayla. It's a big fat Tosfos in Menachos, and an Amid Beis. Tosfos refers you to the Daf over here. So the Rabbi Natam says over there, that, and he says over here also, and our big fat Tosfos here, Kagon. Mila b'tzaras, Abin and Tam says the kalayim and tzitzis is a hutra. When the prohibition of shatnas was formulated by the Torah, it's understood because of the smuchim. It's understood that it doesn't apply at all to a beged shel tzitzis. So even balayla, where there's no mitzvah, you're not being kaim any mitzvah. This is a beged shel tzitzis. In the daytime, if you wear this beged, you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah tzitzis. So the prohibition of kalayim is not muta because eser dechaloi sese. It's muta because hutra. Even balayla tzutra. So that's a problem. Rabbi Natam says at Pirusha Shalamayla. In the same place that they quote the two things that the Rabbi Natam said. He said that Aksusyam balayla is chayim. So if you wear the tzitzis balayla, you are yotzei mitzvah. He would say you say a bracha. If you put on a talos balayla, you would say a bracha because you yotzei the mitzvah. We paskan that it's a sveik at a dina. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't apply by laila, like the mitzvah of eating matzah doesn't apply by yom, and the mitzvah of tilos lulav doesn't apply by laila. If you're going to shake a lulav by laila, you can't say a bracha, it'll be a bracha about tala. So we don't say a bracha when you put on a talis by laila, you don't say a bracha. Because the machloek is the tesis and the Rosh on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. But the ksis yom by laila is chayef. That's why they recommend the Shulchan Aruch, you should never put on a talis by laila, because then you'll have to forego the bracha, and that's really not right. To do a mitzvah without saying a bracha is not right. If you have no choice, the person shook a lulav, and he's not sure whether the esrog was kosher or not, not sure whether the lulav was acceptable, he has to shake again. So we pass like the Rambam, you do the netilos lulav, again, believe bracha. The Rabbit holds, whenever you do sveka deraisa l'chumra, whenever you have to do a mitzvah misafik, you have to recite a bracha. Once you pass on the chumrah on the mitzvah, you got to go the chumrah on the bracha. But we don't follow that right, but we follow the Rambam. Sveika deraisa l'chumrah is only that you have to do the mitzvah, and you don't say a bracha. So that's only, in Shulchan Aruch said, that's only if it's a mitzvah like netilas lulav, you have no choice, you must shake the lulav. And you have a suffix, maybe I was yotzei already, maybe I was yotzei before. So you have to shake the lulav without a bracha. But if it's a mitzvah like wearing tzitzis, don't wear a four-quarter garment, you won't be mechuyev to wear tzitzis. That's what the Rambam calls a mitzvah sarushus. It's not an optional mitzvah, it's a conditional mitzvah. The mitzvah only applies if you're wearing a four-corner garment. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, there's no mitzvah. So then in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend better not to fulfill the mitzvah at all. Rather than to volunteer to go out of your way to put on a four-corner garment at night and to do the mitzvah without saying a bracha, that's improper. More correct is you should always recite a bracha in connection with a mitzvah. So here we would recommend you shouldn't put on the talis alone. That's why it says in Hilchas Slichas that they used to always say Slichas in the middle of the night before Los HaShachar. So when the Chazan puts on the talis, he shouldn't put on his own talis. Puts on his own talis, it's going to be a machlekes, but he says a bracha. You should borrow someone else's talis and have in mind not to be kaina. So it's not a machlekes. It won't be a machlekes whether he should say a bracha. It's also difficult. Because the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Taisus in Chulin, in Perakol HaBasar, that if I borrow someone else's talis and it doesn't have any tzitzis, you're not obligated to put on tzitzis the first 30 days. If you borrow for more than 30 days, then it's a Ma'ariv sign. People will think that it's yours. You have to put on tzitzis. But you borrow for less talis shulah, less than laman yom, and not chayv in tzitzis. What if I borrow a talis shulah that has tzitzis on it? It already has tzitzis on it. So then Taisus writes a suffix what they say, bro. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, you do say a bracha. So what did he gain? What does the chazan gain? By borrowing someone else's talis, and he has a mind not to be kaina. But in Shulchan Aruch they pass him that you do say a bracha. So you got it. So then Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Right. The kiyum is only by yom. The chiyuv to be mal is bein by yom, bein malayim. Yeah.
By the others too, by lulav.
Yeah, the rahalachas. We assume the chiyuv to shake a lulav begins from leil sukkis, when the kedushas hayom enters. Not that the yom, the morning of sukkis, at the higher level of kedushas hayom than the nighttime of sukkis. No, it has the same level of kedushas hayom. When the kedushas hayom enters leil sukkis, you become a chiyuv to shake a lulav. But you can't be mekayim until the morning. So we have dinim based on that assumption that the chiyuv of netilas dalamina begins of balayla. This man kiyum is only by yom, but the chiyuv begins from the beginning of kedushas yantuf. That is correct. That what? By tzitzis, the Rambam holds balayla. There's no mitzvah at all of tzitzis. Yeah, there's no mitzvah at all of tzitzis. Not mechuyev to wear tzitzis at all balayla. So that's the shaila. Would the Rambam permit you to wear a beged shal shatnas balayla? Does he hold that wearing tzitzis with shatnas is eser dechalos asei? Or would he hold that it's hutra? Maybe on a beged shal tzitzis, the whole prohibition of klayim was never formulated at all. So that's the Rabbein Tam came up with that chiddush. Here the Rabbein Tam is going to explain where he got it from. This big fat tesis kigon mila b'tzaras. So Rabbein Tam is going to get. Where is the Gemara that he knows that it's true? And where did the Gemara get it from? From the Chumash. He's going to have a whole two-step argument how he came to that conclusion. But that's Makshim Hoylem. Everybody has the Kasha. The Gemara in the first sugi in Yamama says, where do you learn out that Esed Dechal Esesi? From Klai Mitzitzes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, where do you see Esed Dechal Esesi? It's Hutra. Hutra is not the same as Duchuya. Hutra means that the whole mitzvah of Tzitz, the whole mitzvah of Kilayim, never applied in the first place by a baggage. Let's say you have Rayan and Acetate. That's not Klai. There's no prohibition of Klai at all. Klai is only Tzemer Pishtim. So even if you have Tzemer Pishtim, but it's a baggage of Tzitzis, Hutra. So the whole prohibition of Shatnes was never formulated there. It's never formulated. So what does it have to do with Esed Dechal Esesi? How does Gemara learn out Esed Dechal Esesi with Klai Mitzitzis? If that's a special, that's atypical. Just like Tessa says, you can't learn out from the fact that Mila Zecha Shabbos. Shabbos is Elos Esa Sheesh Bokares. So that's a special din. And you can't really learn out from Mila Zecha Tzaras. It's Elos Esa V'Esa. That's atypical. So how can you learn out from the fact that you wear Kelayim and a Begat Shal Pishton? That's Hutra. That's a different word. That's Hutra. How can you learn out from there that Esa Decha Elos Esa? Some of the big dekunim were shatnas, right? The avnet of the kohen hedyot was shatnas, and some of the additional begadim of the kohen gadol was shatnas. So that's also a machloikus. Are they allowed to wear shatnas only b'shas avoda? The Rambam says when the kohen hedyot finishes his doing the avoda, he has to remove the gartel right away because the avnet is kalai. And the Ravid says, isn't it against the gemara? The gemara is befeirish that all day long. You're allowed to wear the shatnas big dekunim all day long. That's the machlokes, where the heter for the kaharim to wear shatans and the big dekuna is that hutra is at the chuya. So if it's the chuya, the Ramah holds only the chuya, the tzarech hakrabas hakarbanas. It's mutter. Once he finishes the carbon, has to take off the abnei. There's no tzarech hamitzvah any longer. And the rabbi holds no, that is hutra. The prohibition of shatans was never formulated in the first place with respect to big dekuna. So we're not learning out Esed Dechal Esesi from Big Dekun, we're learning out from Klai Mitzitzes. So that's the kash. If the Rabbeinu Tam is right, here is the Rabbeinu Tam, this big fat thesis. Here's Rabbeinu Tam, the Klai Mitzitzes is Hutra. So it's Hutra, how can you learn out the principle of Esed Dechal Esesi?
Why according to Rabbeinu Tam is it
automatically
Hutra by
Tzitzes? Why is it so? Well, he has a Gemara like that. The Gemara says you're allowed to put in. The Gemara says, what's the din? Silk strings, are they kosher for tzitzis? Cotton strings, are they kosher for tzitzis? The Gemara says silk strings are only good if the beged is silk, and cotton strings are only good if the beged is cotton. But if the strings are tzemer or the strings are pishton, so that's good for all begodim. Tzemer or pishton is good for all begodim. And you're permitted to put in chutei pishton and a beged shel tzemer. You're allowed to put in chutei tzemer and a beged shel pishton. So Tosfos says, why are you allowed to put in chutei pishton and a beged shel tzemer? What is it? Why? What's the tzorech? What's the etzah dechal esesei? What's the heta? Rish Lakish says, kol machm shatamot esav lo esesei mat yochel kaim shnei mutav. If it's Yafshe Lekayim Shneim, then you say Esed Dechal Esesi. Why is it Yafshe Lekayim Shneim? What, the guy can't find any strings of Tzemer for the Begad Shel Tzemer? That's what it means. If he can't find strings of Tzemer, he's allowed to put strings of Pishton. That's what it means. So Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't sound like it. It's more common to find strings of Tzemer than to find strings of Pishton. So why is he allowed to put in chutim shel pishtan and beged shel tzemer? Rabbeinu Tam says, you see, from the Gemara Menachah, is that is hutra. I guess those who insist that it's a, they're rishonim would disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. They all their climate sits is the chuyah, not hutra. This is the mokaf. I said, dechaloi says, it can't be that it's based on hutra. It must be based on the chuyah. Yeah, so they'll say that that is not true. The Gemara means, if you can't find chutim shel tzemer, you got stuck. And the only chutim you have available today, a chutim shel pishton, so it's Esed Dechal Esesi, because under the circumstances, Iyav shel Kaim Shneim. Yeah, but the Rabbeinu Tam understood from that Gemara, the climate tzitzis is hutra. Even if you can find chutim shel tzemer, easily find chutim shel tzemer, you're permitted to put in chutim of pishton. So he holds that word, that it's not based on Esed Dechal Esesi, it's based on hutra. how did the Gemara know that it's Sutra? So Tosafot gives a whole hishtalshelus, a whole argument. It's a few steps they have. So they say, the question is this logic, the argument that the Rabbein Tam gives, and the big Tosafot is Kigon, Mila Betzaraz. So he says, if you would have a beged shel pishton, a linen garment, four-corner garment, you want to put in tzitzis. So the trailer strings have to be made from wool, in addition to being dyed a specific color of blue, like the color of indigo, the color of the sky. So Taisa says, when you have a beged shel pishton, Taisus assumes that it's two and two. There's machleg b'shami b'sil, how many strings they use in tzitzis. So b'sil or the Rabbi Pin, you have three long strings, fold them over, and make it into six. And we don't follow b'sil, we follow b'shami. Taisus says, this is one of the six cases that the Siddur of Amram Gan Paschal is like b'shami against b'sil. Taisus in Sukkot of Gimel and Aleph. So we pass like b'shami, that it's four long strings, and fold them over to make eight. The Gemara tells a story in Amrechas HaSfina, Baba Basra. The Rabbi Barbachana was touring in the desert, in the Midbar, and they had an Arab who was showing him all the sights. He showed him blue a Korach, where Korach Vadasa was swallowed up, and he showed him the Mesa Midbar, the Jews who died in the Midbar so many years ago. So when he came back, Rabbi Barbachana came back to the yeshiva, and he said, the Arab showed us the Mesa Midbar. So they asked him, did you check to see whether they had Arabic compass, whether they had three long strings folded over to six, or four long strings folded over to eight? This would have been archaeological evidence. Who's right? B'shamay b'sil. How are we supposed to do it? So he said it didn't occur to him to look. So they said, moron, idiot. You were there and you saw the mesmer. You didn't check to see, to know who's right? B'shamay b'sil. So you see from the Gemara that archaeological evidence carries weight. That if you find the mesmer mid, but they're wearing whatever they're wearing, that's what the din is. See, that determines what the din is.
Are they not like decomposed or anything?
I don't know. It's a wild story.
So why don't we rely on the archaeological evidence by the tzitz, with how it says Kodesh Lashem?
The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, whether the tzitz said Kodesh Lashem in one line or Kodesh La and Yud Kei Vav Kei was higher. Machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, one of the tanoim says, I was in Rome, in the Vatican, and they showed me the tzitz, and it's in one line. So the Rama Paskins, it's in two lines, Kodesh Le and Yud Kei Vav Kei Zayin. So the Kesem Mishnah Yes and the Ramam, how can they go against the archaeological evidence? The Tana was there, and he says it's all in one line. So the Kesem Mishnah writes that tzitz had to fit the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Some people have a broader forehead, some people have a narrow forehead, so they must have had 100 tzitzes that it should fit for each Kohen Gadol. It has to fit properly. So just because they found one tzitz that was like that, maybe there are 399 tzitzes that were the other way. That it doesn't prove the point. If you would find 400 tzitzes, they'd all be the same in one line, then you have it. How many Kohen Gadolim were there in the Baisheni? Most there were 400 Kohen Gadolim. So if you would find a lot of them, then it would prove something. You found one tzitz, maybe in that generation there was a Machlekes HaTanoim. The Tanoim had the Machlekes lived after the Churban HaBayis. All the Tanoim had all the machlekes and about the Karbonis and where the Mizbeach was and everything about the rooms and the basement, everything was after the Churban HaBayis. But if you can find archaeological evidence that Bizman HaBayis, all the tzitzim were like that, so of course we would pass them like that.
That's his answer for the Rama. And the Rama also makes a psak, though, so why is the Rama's psak any better?
The Rama says it's Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. He says, since it's a machlokes, one Tana, one Yochid disagrees with all the majority, so he says, we pass them like the majority. But the Yochid has archaeological evidence, so he said, yeah, archaeological evidence was not conclusive over him. He would have to have better.
It at least proves that we don't pass near all too long.
It just proves that at one time, in one generation at least, one of the there were 400 Kohen Gadolim, the Gemara says. So it shows that one of them wore a tzitz like that. What do the other 399 wear? Every Kohen Gadol had a lot of different Kohen Gadolim had to have specially made to fit their forehead.
The Midrash says that regardless of the size of the Kohen Gadol, his clothes would make him fit the size that he's supposed to be. If he was a short Kohen Gadol, he would become bigger. And if he was a little bit too big, he would become smaller. And the clothes made the person. thought the Midrashim said, so then if tzitzis to his friend, it would adjust accordingly, but would it become possible for him?
I don't know. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. He thinks that they had quite a few tzitzin. Each one had to fit, the tzitz had to fit his forehead. So he said, just because they found one tzitz doesn't prove the point. You would have to find a few hundred tzitzin like that. So again, the Rabbeinu Tam gives the following argument. He says, it says in the Chumash that if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, shall pishton, and you want to put on tzitzis, you have to put tchelis and lovah. How much tchelis, how much lovah? So we follow Bishamai, that it's four long strings folded over to make eight. So how much of the four long strings, how much of that is supposed to be tchelis, how much is supposed to be lovan? So that's a big machlokes, that's unclear. So the Rambam says one out of the eight strings. In other words, you only dye half a string. The Rambam says no, one out of four strings. You dye a whole string. You're supposed to dye it, just a point of information, you're supposed to dye it when it's in the state of wool. You don't first make twine a string and then you dye it. If you got to first twine it and then you're going to dye it, so the inside is going to be white. The dye will not go through and through. So the people who do it in Eretz Yisrael, they make the trailer, so they dye it when it's in the state of wool, and then they spin, then they make the string. So it's quite a stunt to take wool and to make half a string blue and half a string white. It's not that you make a long string and you take it and you dye it. Either you dye the whole string or half a string. You have to manufacture it like that. You have to dye the wool before you make it into a string, because you're going to first make it twine and make it into a string. The inside is going to be white. It has to be blue through and through. So according to the Rambam, it's half of one of the long strings is blue. According to the Ravid, one long string out of four is blue. And according to Rabbi Natam, two long strings are blue and two long strings are white. In Shulchan Aruch, that's the only opinion that they quote. They only quote the Rabbi Natam. We have several halachas based on the assumption, like the Rabbi Natam. They never say a word about the Rambam and the Ravid. They just ignore the Rambam and the Ravid. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that he thought, for sure, Tosis is wrong. It's just he's not sure whether the Rambam or the Ravid is right. He thinks that it's only one string. And in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote that at all. The Rambam and the Ravid, they only quote Tosis, that it's half and half. We have the Mishnah Berurah, it's halacha, it's based on the assumption that it's half and half. He has in the Moshe the following din. Let's say you have a garment that's made from silk, and you don't have enough, so if you have four silk strings, you put in four silk strings. We don't have any trellis. Let's say you don't have any trellis. Or if you have four woolen strings, you can have four woolen strings. What if you have three in one? You have three woolen strings and one silk string. Or three silk strings and one woolen string. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arts of Sachayim, that's a sefer by the Malbim. He thinks that that's no good. He says you can have two and two. He says there are two units of the strings, the two that are lovan, the two that are supposed to be keneged hatchelos. That's a big machlokes. There's a machlokes hatanayim where the trellis makeves as a lovan. Is there a mitzvah of tzitzis if you don't have any trellis? So we paskin that trellis is not most of the Rishonim paskin trellis is not makeves as a lovan. It's still a mitzvah. So if you assume trellis not makeves as a lovan, so how many strings do you have? You have four white strings. They just have two strings. So that's a diun in Tosis. Tosis and Menachos and Perakat Chel is not sure. And they're assuming, our Tosis is assuming, that even when you don't have any trellis, you still have to have four strings. Two are lovan and two are keneged, the trellis. And there are two parts, alpidin, there are two parts to the chute hatzitzis. It's two and two, two are blue, two and white. And even if you don't have any trellis available, it's supposed to be two should be keneged trellis and two should be lovan. So Tosis says like this, if you would have a beged shell, pishton, you have no choice, you have to put in two strings that are going to be tzemer. The two that are going to be trellis have to be tzemer. Then he says, once you put in two strings that are tzemer and a beged shel pishton, that the whole beged is shatnas. But in Shulchan Aruch they have the following. Let's say a girl is wearing, I just went to a wedding last night, so let's say the girl is wearing a gown that has a long train. It schleps on the floor, a couple of feet on the floor. And there's a little shatnas at the end of the train, but she's not wearing it on her garment. She's not wearing that. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Kilayim, once you have shatnas at the end, the whole beged is declared as shatnas, and you're not allowed to wear even that part of the beged that doesn't have the shatnas in it. The whole thing is shatnas. So that's what Tosfos says here. What if I have a beged shel pishton, and I have no choice, I have to put in two strings of trellis, so the two strings of trellis have to be tzemer. So the two tzemer tied on with a double knot to the beged shel pishton makes it shatnas, makes it climb the reisa. So then, ma'itan and ma'yosef, it does make it better, it does make it worse. I can add on as much shatnas as I want now. Because once the beggar is already shatnas, the whole thing is shatnas. So you see, and you still have a head to wear it. So it does make it more shatnas. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, once you have two strings of tzemer in a beged shel pishton for the purpose of tcheles, has to be tzemer, then you can put another two strings that are going to be tzemer, and it does make it more shatnas. It does make it more of an ease. So you see, so far so good, that I understand. Now the next step, he says, so you see that you're permitted to put in two strings in a beged without any need for Esa Dechaloi Sasa. The need to put in the first two strings of Semer, Savua, Tcheles, in a Beged Shel Pishton, that's Esa Dechaloi Sasa. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tcheles unless you have strings that are Semer, Savua, but Tcheles. But then you have a Heter Gomer to put in another two strings of Lavan. What's the Heter Gomer? Said, Pashad, why? But Tosfos says the whole beggar is all shatnas anyway, so it does make it a bigger aver. So the Rabbeinu Tam is pulling a fast one over here. So he says, so you see, a lot of put in two strings of tzemer and a beggar shall pishton, even though it's not really necessary. Letzorch the mitzvah of treles. So the male who adenami, you're allowed to put in two strings of pishton and a beggar shall tzemer, even though it's not necessary. Where did he see that? He just explained why. Once you put in two strings of tzemer and a beggar shall pishton to make it treles, so the whole negative shatness, it doesn't make it a bigger avera. There is no more shatness, less shatness. If you have shatness on the bottom of the train that the girl is wearing in the long gown, the whole gown is shatness and you're violating the exact same avera. Even if it does make, if you wear linsey woolsey, the whole thing is linen and woolen, or you're wearing a beggar that has a little shatness in the corner. The beggar is shatness, is shatness, the zol ba'aver, it's the same avera. Doesn't make it more of an avera, less an avera. So if there have been a time made a He's pulling a fast one over here. So Rabbeinu Tam says that's like a magic wand he's saying over here. Once you put into chutim of tzemer and a beggar shall pishton for the purpose of treles, you have no choice. I said, Dechala says you can't fulfill treles unless it's tzemer. So he already made the beggar into shatnas. So then there's no prohibition. There's no problem of putting in another two strings of tzemer into the beggar shall pishton. Of course, no problem. It's not making it worse. The shatnas are ready. So you see, you're allowed to put in two chutim even though it wasn't. You're allowed to put in two chutim that make it shatnas, even though it wasn't really necessary. You're allowed to put in because of shatnas anyway. So how does it go? Jumps to the next step. So the melehu adenami, you're allowed to put in two chutim of pishton and a beged shel tzemer, even though it's not necessary for the purpose of tcheles. Tcheles, the two strings of tcheles have to be tzemer in a beged shel tzemer. Tcheles always has to be tzemer. So why did the Gemara assume that you're allowed to put in two chutim of pishton and a beggar shall tzemer? It's not necessary for the purpose of the tzitzis. It's efshe lekam shnei. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's hutra. That's hutra. How did he pull a fast one over here? How did he goes step by step. How did he go from the second step to the third step? First step is that two chutim shall tzemer and a beggar shall pishton, you got no choice. Efshe lekam shnei. You can't fulfill tcheles unless the two strings are tzemer. Okay? That's efshe lekam shnei. That's mutter. Then the next step is perfect. Once it's already shatnas, it doesn't make a difference. If you put all four strings, will be tzemer. It doesn't make it a bigger case of shatnas. Fine. Then he goes from the second step to the third step. It's not logical, though. He says, since you're allowed to put into chutim of tzemer and a beggar shel pishton, even though it's not really absolutely necessary, I could have put into chutim of pishton for the lavan. Only the tcheles has to be two chutim of tzemer. The lovin could have been two chutim shel pishton. Who had the nami? You're allowed to put in two chutim of pishton and a beggar shel tzemer, even though it's not necessary. How did he jump from the second step to the third step? By the beggar shel pishton, it's climb anyway. Of course, there's no bigger avera to add on another two strings of tzemer. But to put in pishton and a beggar shel tzemer, where's the heter? How do you go from the second step? That's how Rabbeinu Tam says. That is hutra. Two strings are hutra. But then is mesupik hutra. Then is mesupik. Maybe it's only hutra if you're going to wear tcheles a beged. What about bizman hazeh, that the Baal HaTos didn't have tcheles? So do you still say that two strings are hutra? So in the beged shel tzemer, you're allowed to put in two chutim of pishton? Even though it's not, I have loads of chutim of tzemer. I have plenty of chutim of tzemer. You're allowed to put in two chutim of pishton because it's two chutim as hutra. You're not allowed to put in all four chutim. Why not? If you're allowed to put in two chutim, so it's already shaptan, so what does it make it worse if you put another two chutim? The whole taisis doesn't read straight. It's a pella. This taisis a pella. How did he jump from the second step to the third step? And then he says, therefore, it's hutra to put in two strings that make a shaptan. So if you have a beggar shal semer, you're allowed to put in two chutim of pishtan. But you're not allowed to put in all four chutim of pishtan. That's not. Why not? Why not? But the two chutim don't have that. There's already shatnas. It doesn't make it any worse if you add on another two chutim of pishtan. It doesn't make any sense. And then the Rabbi Thomas Mesupik, maybe there's din of hutra. The two strings is hutra. Maybe it's only hutra if the tzitzis is bishlei musa, if you have tcheles with love. But the man of the Bali Atesis, they didn't have tcheles available, so maybe you don't say hutra. Maybe it's only hutra if it's the full cheftza of tzitzis. Okay, that we understand. That suffix we understand. But the whole derivation, how the Rabbi Natam came upon this, the step by step, from the second step to the third step, we don't understand. If it's hutra, everything should be hutra. So he says, not only two strings are hutra. So he says, you're allowed to put in two strings of pishton and a beged shel tzemer. That's how he read the Gemara Menachos. You can read the Gemara Menachos, you're allowed to put in strings of pishton and a beged shel tzemer if you don't have chutim of tzemer. But if you have, you're not allowed to. You say, it goes in the efshel lekayim shneim. I don't have chutim of tzemer available. So Rabbi Natam does not understand like that. He understood the Gemara. You're permitted to put in chutim of pishton and a beged shel tzemer, even though chutim of tzemer are available. Because it's hutra. It's not mukherch in the Gemara. And his logical progression from the second step to the third step. Fashteit finished.
You line the tzitzis only when you're making the tzitzis, you create key line. Let's say if you have already a big enough key line, could you put in the tzitzis if you work that?
It should be mutta. Which is more? What do you mean? Has linen and wool together? See, not allowed to put on the beged in the first place. There's no heta to have such a beged. The Pasha Tosis in Yevamos writes on Daf Tzadik. You're allowed to put on whatever beged you want, and then after you put on the four corner beged, then you have a chiv to put in tzitzit. But if the beged is shatnas, you're not allowed to put it on in the first place. When you put on a beged shel pishton and it has four corners, now you're chiv to put in tzitzit. Now I say, okay, is it even allowed to put in chutim of tcheles, because tcheles has to be a tzemer.
In the first stage of Rabbi Natam, it's already matur through the tzemer, so you can add another two strings of wool.
Right. Once you're permitted to put in the two strings of wool and a beged shel pishton, so it's already shatnas, so it doesn't make it any worse if you're going to add another two strings of wool. So all four strings can be tzemer in the beged shel pishton. But then the Rabbi Natam says the reverse, not so. Why? You're only allowed to put in two chutim of pishton in the beged shel tzemer. You're not allowed to put in all four. Why not? Once you put in two chutim hutra, so it does make it a bigger aver. If you have four strings of pishton in the beged shel tzemer. He just said before, it does make it worse. So all of a sudden now it is worse. It's a pella. This thesis is a pella. One part of the Tosis we do understand. That Tosis says, Hutra means this Cheftza was exempt from the prohibition of Kilayim. So what is the Cheftza? Is it only a Cheftza, a Beged Shal Tzitzis Bishle Musa, or even a Beged Shal Tzitzis Shalom Bishle Musa? Because we don't have the Tchelus of the Tzitzis Shalom Bishle Musa. So that's what they're Mesupik about. That's what Tosis is Mesupik. This is a famous Tosis, the step-by-step argument of the Rabbi Natam. We don't understand. How is it step-by-step? How does it work? Fashteit finished. And how did the Gemara learn out? Esed Dechalai says, if you all climb it, it's Hutra. How can you learn out? Esed Dechalai says, if it's Hutra, it has nothing to do with the Chuyah. It's a problem. Okay, we'll stop here.